Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
It was the return of Antonio Smith on Wednesday at the Houston Methodist Training Center, and needless to say, many happy that the Ninja Assassin back in the fold. That was one of the big stories for the Texans midweek.
I'm glad to be back. It's most I've ever seen him smile in one day at work, so just goes to show, makes you appreciate what you're doing, and I think he really does. He was here when we got back, when the buses got back, Tuesday morning, so he's ready to go. Well, he adds to the whole team. I mean, Antonio's just he's an energy guy, plays extremely hard, has a lot of fun playing football, you know, and you can count on his effort. And, you know, I really think we did miss him in some situations the other night, just, you know, going through the course of getting ready the night before the game. He's always fun to be around the night before the game, the meetings, the energy that he brings. So I know we missed him, and we're just glad to have him back.
It's nice, you know, I feel good today. I'm out of exile, you know, I'm no longer banished. I just popped up on the ring, like, oh, dude, man, we missed you. Made me feel warm in my heart. You know? If I changed how I play the game, like how I play the game, I wouldn't be myself. So, no, I'm not going to change how I play the game. I think how I play the game is how the game should be played. And so basically, in my heart, you know, the true essence of the game, you know, you play hard, you play with passion, you play with your heart, you know, and just let the chips fall where they may.
You have to win a lot of ways in this league, and when you come from behind, I mean, that shows, you know, relentlessness on your team's part, and you have to be like that in order to win. Like, you can't win, it's not going to be pretty every Sunday, we're not going to blow everybody out, but, you know, a win is a win, but it's good to rally like that, but in the same breath, you don't want to start out so slow.
Do you feel like you still need your legs up
here? Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you got to get back into, you know, the difference between, you know, I can run all day, but the difference between like, running shape and football shape is different, but I'd probably be a couple games before I feel, you know, back to 100% myself. But I feel good. I feel comparatively good.
When you were going through your tough times with the rehab and stuff, was a play like that maybe something?
Yeah, definitely.
Doing something like that, something that got you through?
Definitely, yeah. You know, especially knowing that our first big game was on a Monday night stage, and, you know, prove I'm back. So
it's tough because in this league, you know, it's always tough to beat anybody, and just to go and have your way and manhandle the team, you know, time after time again, I don't think, you know, that's going to happen. Obviously, they went out and spent a lot of money in free agency, kind of, you know, made some adjustments to their team, and I think they got a lot of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. So anytime you have that and you have a great defense, you know, you're setting yourself up to have a good season.
As a whole, I thought we did pretty good. You know, I struggled a little bit early. I had some technique issues that I, you know, ironed out in the second half. You know, going against a great player on the road, you know, is, you know, you get down by a few touchdowns and you know, passing the ball a lot, it can get pretty tough out there. But, you know, settled in crunch time and got the win.
It seemed like Aaron was frustrated when you were still in the game and he didn't come in. What did you take out of that?
He's a competitor. Any real competitor would want to be out there. I'm the same way. He's on the field. I want to be out there. I guess maybe I learned maybe not to show it as much because I've been through it a lot more than him, you know. But you know, we're teammates. You know, I understand where he's coming from. He's a competitor. I'm a competitor. I feel like when I'm out there, I can help the team, and I'm sure when he feels like he's out there, that he helps the team. So, I mean, it's just like both competitiveness in both of us.
But then, what is the fine line there? We're two guys who are very competitive. It's his job right now. You want that job. He knows that. You know that. How do you make it all work and still have a great relationship, get along, cooperate with each other? How does it all work?
I don't know. We're doing it, though.
Mm-hmm, I know.
I don't know how it works, but it works.
What's the key to making it all work? Just being professional?
Just being professional and knowing that. I mean, it's not like we hide anything from each other. I tell him every day. I come to his spot every day. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, it's not like I'm hiding it from him. You know, I work hard every day. He knows I'm working hard. I see him working hard. So, I mean, I think if you're mature about the situation, you both know you're both competitors and you both are pushing each other to be better, I mean, then at the end of the day, it works out for the team.